We are learning Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud. So it says that by the Melech, the Chazan HaKnesses never say retire nice to the Rosh HaKnesses, and they pass it on up and up till they get to the Melech. Shamet Minoa Cholkin Kavod Tam Makarav in front of the Melech over here, and you're showing a Kavod for the Melech or even for the Kohen Gadol. You're showing Kavod to the Talmidim. You're going from Talmud to Talmud in front of the Rabbeim. And the Gemara Abaya, Kum Shum Kvayd the Melech. All Kvayd the Melech, and that is allowed because you want to show the Melech above all these milas, and therefore that's allowed. Va Melech Oymeid Umakabel, Vikoyre Yashiv, and he lain sitting down. Agripas the Melech, Omar Vikivu Karayim, and he lain standing. Oymeid, Mechal the Yashiv, his Mashmeh was sitting till now, and the problem is that Agripas the Melech was not a Malchus based David, he came from the Chashmonoiv, Omar. The only one who's allowed to sit is the Malchus Beis David. Shneimar vayovei Melech David v'yesh bnei Hashem vayomer. Like we spoke on yesterday's shir. So upon him, only the Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit. So how could he sit? The whole hakel happened as noshim, not in the azar. He stood in late, and the chum praised this. Shivchu mechal the shap of it. Sounds like he did well. If you hold that Nasi that was Meichon is covered, his Kvayd is Machal, Melech's Machal Kvayd ain't Kvayd Machal. We know that a Melech whose Meichon is covered is not Machal. So how could he be Meichon is covered and stand? Shenema, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Shedheim Masi Alecha. L'chari, so how could he Meichon is covered? And for the Gemara, mitzvah shiny, then it comes to the mitzvah of covered HaTorah, then he's allowed to be Meichel on his covered. Like Tosis speaks this out, in middle Tosis mitzvah, more to the end, Venir L'Taretz, the Dafka Hocha Shaykh Lameimah mitzvah shiny, the Meichel HaKvayitim Shum covered HaTorah, Shum covered HaShchina. Here, he's allowed to be Meichel on his covered, the covered HaTorah to stand when he leans, there, he's allowed to be Meichel on his covered. Usually, a Melech is not allowed to be Meichel on his covered. V'shagil HaSuchal, losses, when he reached the pasuk of Asuch Losses Ishnachri, he started crying. Tanam Shmei Rav Nosson, and at that time, what did the Chacham tell him? No problem, you're my brother, you're our brother. So Tanam Shmei Rav Nosson, Ma'usa Shah, and Nishaibu Shoyni Shah Kaliya. At that time, it was sealed the deal. They were a Chuy of Kaliya attack, and Chur Mezvik, which happened soon after that. He said that at that time, the Xerah was sealed because Shechnifu Loyla Gripas. They were machnef agrifas. They were flattering to agrifas, which is not allowed. Now why not? So Rashi explains that even though imam Yisrael and to be royal amalchus, but a eved is not really royal amalchus. It's a zila ben milsa to allow a eved, and he came from family avodim that he should be. He came from Hordus Amelech, who was an eved. It didn't pass for him to be a melech. Tosis has a kasha on that. Tosis says it's not mestavra that for that type of chanufa mu'etes, there should be a chayiv kaliya. Bishlam, if he's not really allowed to be melech, and they say, no, you could be a melech, that's a good taina. But here is a good melech. Okay, zila milsa, because of that, the chayiv kaliya, the chayiv can be destroyed for that chanufa. So therefore, emphasizes that Rashi is wrong, Zog Taisvis. That really, soim tosim alecha melech, mekar v'checha, means that it has to be the father and mother from Yisrael. And that was the chanufa. Really, he was not allowed to be a king. And it was molach bezraya, shaloike din Torah. He forced himself to be melech, shaloike din Torah. And they were maskim. And that was a taina of them. That was the oinish of the chanufa, because he was not supposed to be a melech. And therefore, that was a taina according to Tosfos. The ora on Tosfos is, we had a gemara before that says, melech shemacha kvoidoi, kvoidoi macho. It sounds like it was taka a Indian there being meichon and covered. So l'chayra, if he tosis, he's not really a melech. What's the Gemara's kasha? He wasn't a real melech. He wasn't a kosher melech. That's the tataina on tosis. It sounds like a little shikaraya drashas. So you have to answer that taina. Maybe two mahalchim. Either could say is that even a goyish king you have to be chayla covered the malchus, but I'm not sure if they can be meichel. That's a little shvarab shot. Or in the chachamim's eyes, they held that he was a kosher melech. How they let him be meichel? They should not have praised him for doing this, because in his eyes he was a melech, so he should not have done this. But like upon him, that's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos, if taka he was a legitimate melech or not. So once you mentioned about chanufa, we're going to discuss a little bit about chanufa. Omer Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, miyom shegavar a grupa shachanufa. Once the days of the chanufa became strong, the koyach became strong. I guess Agrufas is a play on words on the name Agrifas. Nisafsu hadinim, the dayanim became corrupt because the dayanim wanted to be mechanef, wanted to make the baladinim feel good, the big virim, wanted to flatter them. Therefore, they stopped passing correctly. Miskalku ha-maisim. And also what happened was that the Gdolim saw the Ivre Avera, and they were scared to be Meicha because of Chanufa. They wanted to be Cham for them. And it came to a situation where everyone was Rishon because no one was being Meicha on the Averas, and therefore no one could say, I'm better than you, because they're all Ivre. That's what happened after the Koyach of Chanufa reached, because Koyach of Chanufa is not a good thing. Dorosh Rav Yehuda Bar Merav, Tam Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Mutal Hakam Rishon Ba'el Mazah. You mutter to machnef rishom in this world, and not loyel ma'ba. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, lo yikra oid lenovel nadiv v'lekile lo yomar shua. It says lo osel lovai. We're not going to call a novel anymore. We're not going to call a rasha anymore a nadiv, and we're not going to call kilai, which is someone. Rashi says kilai means someone who wants to drink wine all the time, a drunk. Lo yomar shua. We're not going to say he is a master. We're not going to praise the Rishom anymore. So it sounds like ba'olam hazeh, it's mutter lahachnef rishom. It's not what it means exactly. That's mutter lahachnef rishom. Of course, you're not allowed to do it now. I guess it means b'mokim that it's a tzayrich. You're worried about fasakana, so you could. Maybe it's mutl hachnef, but one day it's not going to happen. Lavai, no one's going to be machnef. No one's going to look at any Rishon like anything special. Mordechai is a different pshat in the thing. I think that's been a mahalach. It means mutl hachnef Rishon means mokum atzayrich, mokum sakana. It's in a mutter, but Lavai, we're not going to have these problems. We're not going to have. No one's going to call. No, it's not going to happen anymore. No one's going to call Rishon anymore. Nadiv. Or Kilai Yeshua. The Mechal Vayom is Ashar. Shimon Lakashon Mahach of this pasuk. It says by Yaakov Avinu that when he met Esav, he says that, you know, take this present because Kirois Pelekim Vatertzeni. Seeing you is like seeing Elikim Vatertzeni. I'm so happy. So you see that Yaakov, in a certain way, he was Machnef Esav. So you see that he allowed to be Machnef Ba'olam Hazeh. That would be another right to this thing. Plead the Rav Levi, and we argue on Rav Levi. Rav Levi holds him tight in this pasuk. Om Rav Levi, Moshul Shiyak Veisiv Ma Dava Deima LaOdem Shiv Zimen Es Chaveiro. Someone gets invited to someone's house. VeHikar Boyz Shivakus Harke. He realizes the guy he's invited to wants to kill him. That's why he invited him. Om Alois, he says, you know, Tam Tavshul Zeh. This food tastes Shani Toyim Ketavshul Tam Beis Melech. It tastes exactly like the food I tasted by the Melech. Omar, so the host says, Yodalei Malka, this guy is close to the Melech, Mistafi, I'm scared, Loi Kotla, I'm going to kill him. Same thing, Yaakov Avinu told Esav that, you know, by the way, seeing you is like seeing Elikim, because I saw your Malach. And he figured if Esav realizes that he hangs out with Malachim, he's going to be scared to harm him. So that's what it meant. Not even trying to chamf him, he's trying to show off to him how he meets with Malachim, and therefore he won't get harmed. Om Rabbi Laza, call Adam Shias Bei Chanufa, any person that has Chanufa made afloy and brings anger to the world. Shnevim says in the Pasuk, V'chanfei Lev, it says in the Pasuk, V'chanfei Lev Yesimu Of. And the Pasuk says afterwards, Lo Yishavu Ki Asarim. V'loi Oid, El Shein Tefilas Rishmas. Not only does he bring Charan after the world, his Tefilas are not Rishmas. Shnevim says in the Pasuk, Lo Yishavu Ki Asarim. His davening, his Tefilas will not be accepted. Ki Asarim either means when he has Yisurim, as Rashi's mashma, when he has Yisurim, his tefillos will not go up. Or Ki Asara means it's locked up. His tefillos are locked up. So someone who is a chaynev, first of all, brings af lo'ilam, also his tefillos not be accepted. Simen af oiver gehenim b'yodoi nida goyla. Different memories of Rab Elazar. And Vam Rab Elazar. Ka'odam shi'es b'y chanufa, afilo ubrim shmei even makalamayse. Anyone who has chanufa, even the ubarim, the babies in the womb, are curse him. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Oymer l'rasha tzadikata, yikvu amim." Anyone says to Rasha tzadikata, yikvu amim. The am will curse him. Yizamu l'umim. The l'umim will also curse him. What? Vein koyvel l'klal. Shneim like kabakel. Vein la'oyim. La'oyim is lashon uber. La'ubrim. Shneim la'oyim la'mimatz. That was when Rivka went to shame. And la'oyim la'oyim. There it says that with the Yaakov were fighting in his stomach. So you see, la'oyim is lashon of uber.
He does chanifa or he accepts chanifa?
No, he gives chanifa. He is someone who's a chayna. Anyone who has in him chanufa, he's chayin of all the people. Noifel begahenim. Shenem says in the pasuk, "Hoy oimrim l'ra." Hoy means woe to the person. Oimrim l'ra toiv l'toiv ra. Maxiv achrav l'chein. It says in the pasuk afterwards, l'chein ka'achol kas l'shoyin eis v'chas l'hav yirpa. It says l'shoyin of he'll be burnt like fire, like gehenim. Referring to Gehenim. So if and it was Machav to his friend, at the end he'll fall in his hands. If not, he'll fall into his children's hands. Was in the pasuk that there was a certain Navi Sheker, his name was Hananya, that he said, Navius, that in 2 years, the Kelim HaMikdash, which were taken away by Galus Yechonya, the Klei HaKadosh went into Galus. He said, in 2 years they're coming back. All the Kalim, the Arayin, the Kalim, and the Mikdash are coming back in 2 years. And it was not true. So Yirmiyah, instead of giving him a good psak and giving him a klala for being a Navi Sheker and exposing him as a Navi Sheker, by Yirmiyah Navi, Hananya Navi, Le'ene Kan, Le'ene Kol Ama, Oim Nebez Hashem. By Yirmiyah Navi, Amen. He says, Amen, Kenya Asa Hashem, Yokem Hashem Es Dvorecha, Ashen Ebeisa, Lahoshev Klei Bayis Hashem, V'chol Goylem, Abav La'makom Azeh. He says to him, you know, Amen, Ken Yirotzen, which is, he meant L'Shem Shemayim, it was really L'Shem Tfilah, that's what Yirmiyah said. And Abba Ma'isa was still a tainer on Yirmiyah, that he didn't, I'm screaming at him that could be a Navi Sheker. Mashah points this out, that even though he meant L'Shem Shemayim, says, Afa Gav Shabderach, I'm reading the Mashah now, Afa Gav Shabderach Tvilo Techino Shuloshana Amonas Devorim, She Erotzen She Emes Kain Amar, Mekomokom Loyal Yirmi Eloy Mekain, Kimon Shafinu Vuosa Amitah Shayza Sheker, Vore Like Lachisha Miyad. She said, right, you know what you're talking about. And Meksiv, it says later on, what happened, Vayhiu Bashar B'Yaman, Yirmiyah was Vishar B'Yamim, Vishom Baal Pekidois, there was someone who was a watchman, Vishma Yiriya ben Shlamya, ben Hananya, he was the Enikol of Hananya, Vayitvois is Yirmiyah Novi, Leymar, he grabbed Yirmiyah Novi, Ela Kazdim Ata Noifel, you go into the Kaz, you want to make peace to the Kazdim, Yirmiyah Mosheka, in that field, Ela Kazdim, I'm not going there, Vichsiv, Vayitvois Yirmiyah, Vyav Ela Sharm, they grabbed Yirmiyah with Bruma Sharm, they put him into jail, he went into jail for a lot of years. So you see, someone who's machnif lechaveira at the end, he falls into the hands of that person or into his eniklof. That's what happened to Yirmiyah. But Omar Rabba Laza. So already from the simon, we read Af, we read Ubar, we read Gehenim, we read Yodai. Now up to Nida and Gaila. Okay, Omar Rabba Laza. Call Eidash Yespa Chanufa, any community that has any Chanufa, Mu'usa Kanida. It's disgusting like Kanida. Shnevim in the Pasuk, Ki Adas Chonev Galmoid. And Galmoid is a Loshen. Why? Why does Gamuda? My Gamuda, Gamula Mebaila, or Gamula Dar Mebaila. This person is separated by Yigomel, he's separated, it says by Yitzchak, by Yigomel, when he got older. He got separated, he didn't be with his mother all day. By Yigomel. So it's Gamuda, Gamula Mebaila. And it says in the Pasuk, someone, a community who has Chanufa, is Galmud, is like a Nida. Is a Musika like a Nida. V'omer Rabbi Laza, call Eidus just by Chanufa, any community has Chanufa, L'Saif Goylo, go into Gauls, Ksiv Hacha, Ki Adas, Chanev Galmoy, Xiv Hassam, Vamarta Bavacha, Miyal Diazela, Vanisha Kula Vagalmuda, Girl of Asura. That was the one Galas, Girl of Asura, and it says in the Pasuk Galmuda. So we see that anyone who does Chanufa will go into Galas. Omrav Yirmi Ba'aba, Arba Kitas, Eim Mekabel, is Pnei Shechina. There are four groups of people who will not be Mekal Pnei Shechina, will not be Mekal Pnei Mashiach. Kat Leitzim, that's scoffers, v'kat chanefim, the flatterers, v'kat shkarim. People say lies, v'kat misapel shnara. People speak loshnara. Kat leitzim, how you know the chesivus in the pasuk? Meshech yodai es leitzitzim. And the Kosh Baruch says, I don't want to be together with leitzitzim. Kat chanefim, the chesiv kaloy lefon of chanaf. I don't want to be in front of a chanaf. Yoveh, I'm not going to come in front of a chanaf. Kat shakerim, shakarim, people who lie, the chesiv, doivish shkarim lo yikon le neged einai. That pasuk was not why. It says in that pasuk game if you in the chayna. The pasuk before that in that parasha is talking about a bal lashon hara. Much of it's before or after that pasuk. That pasuk is telling him hey yud, and the pasuk legur chara. Is hey, yes, it's afterwards. It says afterwards, a lashon about lashon hara. So therefore we know that they also will not be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are four kiptos, the Eimakamot Ve'eshchina, Hadrin Aloch, Perek, Elu, Nemarim, Belin, Adar.